Blog Talk Radio.
I believe every word he said and all his promises spoken to me. I believe that his word is true. Come on over and you will see that the Lord is good and the Lord is kind. The Lord will bring you a peace of mind. Stand on your faith. Believe in his word.
Marketing Ministry, the radio show. I am your host, Wanda Adams, and you were just listening to Rejoice in the Lord by the Billie Holiday of Gospel, Keisha Rainey. I just love that song. Man, oh man, do we have a show in store for you today. We have none other than the Gospel Songbird. That's what I like to call her, Lashana Moore. She is going to be joining us today, telling you what is going on with her music and what she has upcoming. So that's going to be a fantastic show. I just want to encourage you to rejoice in the Lord and remember that this is a day that the Lord has made, and I shall rejoice. I don't know about you, but I shall rejoice and be glad in it because I have nothing to complain about. As I just stated a moment ago, we have an amazing woman of God on the line with us. She is an anointed woman. You can hear the anointing all through her music. I mean, she lives and breathes Jesus. So with no further ado, I'm going to bring on the line our guest for this episode of Marketing Ministry, the radio show, and it's none other than LaShana Moore. Hi, LaShana.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Wonderful. Thank you.
Well, thank you for hanging out with us. We take nothing for granted. We know that your schedule is really busy, so we want to thank you first and foremost for taking that time to hang out with us.
Thank you for having
me. I love your You're welcome. I love your music so much.
Thank you.
You're just such an amazing woman of God. I know that God is directing you and leading and guiding you in all that you do.
Yes. I bless God.
So, amen. I noticed that we have a little static on the line, and I know that's just typical blog talk, but we're going to press through anyway. Amen, LaShana?
Amen.
So we do have a signature question here on Marketing Ministry Radio Show that I ask every guest, and I must ask you. So, LaShana, well, let me back up a little bit. Tell our listeners, who is LaShana Moore?
Well, LaShana Moore is a young lady who loves the Lord with all of her heart. As you said, I also like to say I eat, sleep, and breathe Jesus. Mainly because I have a little five-year-old that I'm trying to set the example for. And because I just want to make him happy. That's what I tell my daughter. I said, let's just make God smile today. So that's what I'm all about. That's who I am, just loving the Lord and just wanting to share what he's given me day to day with everyone.
Amen. Now, let our listeners know, what does ministry mean to you?
Ministry means to me just fusing together your time and your gift, whatever God has gifted you with. For me personally, it's a singing ministry. I think it's about putting your time and effort together with your gifts and just sharing mm-hmm. those things with the people of God, as well as with people who don't know the Lord, so that everyone can be affected and that everyone can be compelled by what God has gifted you with. So once you put your time and your gift together, I think that will sprout out and blossom a ministry. And that's what it means to me.
Amen. Now, I know, you know, you have such a beautiful voice. And did you always know that you wanted to sing?
Well, as a matter of fact, I did. And I just want to say thank you. I really bless the Lord for my gift and for the anointing that's on my life. I know that without the anointing, I wouldn't have a voice to sing. But I've always mm-hmm. known it. I guess I was about 3 years old, and I grew up in the church, and my mother would put me on the Sunday evening program. Every Sunday night in the Churches of God Holiness, there is what they would call a program. And you'd get mm-hmm. up no matter how old you were, and you sang or you spoke, read a scripture. And I went up to sing from the age of 3, and I just, you know, I'd get the microphone and I'd do my little piece, and then I'd do my curtsy and hop on off the stage. So I believe I've known since an early age, yes.
So were you doing a welcome speech, LaShana? Like, you know, I remember when I was a little girl, they always had this script that they had you to say every Sunday or every year.
Yeah, oh, well, you know, we used to do the Easter recitation and the Christmas one. We would do those speeches. Now, when I would get up on program, I wouldn't do too much talking. I would say sing my little song and hop on off.
Oh, but you say you knew what your gifts were?
Exactly.
Amen. Now, know that you have a new project that's out. Tell our listeners the title of your new project and tell us a little bit about it.
Okay. Well, my project is entitled In Your Will, LaShawna Moore, In Your Will. And the project is what I like to call my love songs to God. They're personal, just words that I've found in my heart to sing to Him. Many times I just would hear the songs in my ear as I've been standing in my kitchen or riding in my car, and it's like the Lord turns on the radio in my ear and in my heart and just would sing a song to me. And that's what He did for all of those tracks that are on In Your Will. And they're very personal. Like I said, they're love songs. Just I guess God just gave me a yearning for the intimacy and just kind of tapping into Him and Him tapping into me. So that's really what the CD is all about.
Now, how did you come up with the title In Your Will?
Well, to rewind a few years, in 2001, I had a near-fatal car accident driving in rush hour traffic on the way to work one Friday in April. Mm-hmm. And I ran off the side of the road and ran into a small ravine and hit a tree, and the tree came in and pushed everything in. And my left leg was pushed into my chest, and it was broken. And at that time, you know, when you kind of get out of your parents' house and you're living on your own and you're a church kid, but you're like, I want to do my own thing. You know, it's my
mm-hmm.
will. And
mm-hmm.
so, I wasn't a horrible person. I wasn't wild, but I was just, you know, doing my own thing. And the Lord, I think, kind of said, you know what? I just want to give you a little lesson here, and I want to reel you back in. You know, you're getting outside of my will. And when the accident happened, I just kind of sat there. I was startled, and I said, Lord, if you just get me out of this, I just want to stay in your will. I'll do whatever you say. I'll sing, I'll go, I'll be, and I'll do whatever you want. And at that time, after the accident, I had to go through getting blood transfusions. I had to learn how to, you know, walk. And my prayer was that I just, you know, want to get back in the will of the Lord, because I had found myself outside of His will in many different areas. And so I was sent back to my parents' home, and I lie in a bed about 3 months next to the piano. My father had a humorous way of setting me up, and he placed a bed in the living room area, in the dining room area, I'm sorry, next to the piano, and I began hearing from the Lord. And I think, you know, he really heard my cry, and I said, you know, I just want to be in your will. And he said, well, here I am. I've always been here, but now, you know, you're in my presence. And so that's really where I got that from.
Amen. That's an awesome testimony, LaShawna. Now, I know one of the singles your current single that you're pushing out is entitled Holy, Holy. Tell our listeners a little bit about that and how that song was birthed.
Well, Holy, Holy, that's one of my favorites on the project. It's really just telling the Lord that I want to be in His presence, but I know that in order to get into His presence, I got to be pure, got to be separated from earthly things, worldly things, and I just have to, in order to have a relationship with Him, I have to have clean hands and a pure heart to come before Him. And so, you know, the Lord sang this song again into my ear, and He was just saying, Holy, Holy. And I said, wow, really, that's really all He's calling us to do. He's calling us to a life of holiness and to be separated from worldly things. And that's pretty much how that song came about. He was singing that song. I was driving in my car down the road, and I just started kind of hearing the chorus part, and I said, okay, Lord, I think this is the song. That's pretty much how I get it. And He says, yes, write it down. And so that's how Holy Holy came about, just really wanting to find myself in a holy place and just to be close to Him. And I know that in order to be close to Him, I have to live holy.
Yes, and you know, and that's an awesome place to be, as to be close to the Lord. There's no better place to be, and I think that's what we need to get as believers, is that all we do, we shouldn't ever want to be separated from the Father.
Amen.
So on that note, Lashana, we're going to play Holy Holy for our listeners. You're listening to Marketing Ministry, the radio show. I want you to tweet, text, tell somebody that it is going down here with the gospel songbird, Lashana Moore. And I want you to sit back and enjoy Holy Holy.
Yeah.
Hello, and welcome back to Marketing Ministry, the radio show. And you were just listening to Holy Holy by our special guest, LaShawna Moore. Girl, when you get to scatting on that song, I'm like, okay, LaShawna.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I just bless God for planting that in my spirit.
I mean, that is beautiful. I was like, first time I heard it, I was like, okay, I'm not mad at you. I mean, it really blesses the listener spirit. I know that, you know, God is doing a new thing. We have to be very open and receptive to what he is doing. And so everybody's gifts are unique and different, and God has them to do it for a purpose. And so that clearly comes through in what you do.
I totally agree, and I appreciate you saying that, because I had to finally embrace it, the jazzy side of the gospel, because I grew up on strict, traditional, you know, gospel mm-hmm. music, but God really planted that in my spirit, and my husband really pushed me. He said, I would need for you to scat right there. You know, for those of you who don't know, he's also my manager. And he said, I'm just hearing that. And I say, you know, I really feel that in my spirit, too. I said, well, it's time to practice. So with the Lord leading us, that's how that came about. And I'm really grateful for it.
And you should be. You know, and that's one thing that I just want to encourage all of our listeners. When God gives you vision, when God gives you instruction, it doesn't matter what people say or what they may think, because the truth of the matter, LaShawna, is that everybody's not going to go with you. Everybody's not going to agree. But just as we were talking about earlier, it's crucial for us to be in his perfect will.
Amen.
It's crucial for us to be obedient to him. So if he tells you to scat, if he tells you to rap, whatever he tells you to do,
mm-hmm.
you know, we have to trust that as we're obedient to him, that he will open the doors on our behalf. And you're always going to have some naysayers. That just comes with the territory.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, God would, you know, he will do everything that he said he would do concerning us. And I'm so happy about it. I don't know about you. Can we have some church up in here, LaShawna?
Yes, I know. That's right. I'm happy about it, too.
I mean, because I don't care whether it's through a radio show or whatever we do through music. God is truly worthy, you know, of the praise.
Yes, he is.
And, you know, he could have chose anybody to sing that song or to gift, you know, with the gift that he has given you. But we rejoice because he has given it to you.
Amen, amen. I bless him for it every day.
Amen. Now, callers, our phone lines are open at 917-932-1720 if you have a question for LaShawna Moore, who I call the gospel songbird because she sings just like a songbird. So our lines are open at 917-932-1720. And, LaShawna, we do have a caller on the line that has a question for you. Are you ready to take a call?
I'm ready.
Okay, caller from area code 704, state your name and your question for LaShawna Moore.
God bless you. This is Pastor Mark Rouse, pastor of the New Millennium International Ministry. How are you doing, Ms. Wanda? And this song goes.
Oh, Pastor. Yes.
God bless you.
Hello.
Hi, how is everybody feeling today?
Great.
Good. I just wanted to tell. Go ahead, Ms. Wanda.
Oh, I'm blessed as well. Go ahead with your question and or your comment, sir, because, you know, we love you here at Marketing Ministry, the radio show, and we appreciate you so much.
Oh, you're going to make me blush. Thank you.
You're my brother.
I just wanted to say I'm so glad to Miss LaShawna that you listen to God and not listen to people about doing the song that you're supposed to be doing, because I'm finding out a lot of times church folks will tell you what they think you shouldn't do instead of doing what God told you to do. And because they want to keep you locked in and confined in a box, but God is not about a box. He's about expression, and he's always been open with the expression that he does, you know. And I'm so grateful. I was listening to the song. I was so blessed by it. I even love the scat. I'm from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, you know, and we had so many great scat artists that come out of Wisconsin.
Wow.
And everything. And so I was elated and I was blessed by that.
I'm blessed by your comments. My goodness. You know, you are really just confirming what so many times I speak about with my family and my friends. And this is wonderful. You really blessed my heart on this evening. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, sister. You keep doing what you're doing.
I will. You keep me lifted and check me out.
Oh, we will. We will, because we want you to know that man may look on the outside appearance, but God is looking at your heart, and he will confound the wise with the stuff that you're doing.
Yes. Amen. Amen. I receive it.
I received that, too. I got my hands up, y'all.
So do I. So do I.
I got them up. Well, Pastor Mark, we appreciate you so much. You know, he's a big supporter here of Marketing Ministry, the radio show, so we love him dearly. We did have another caller on the line, and I guess they fell off. They'll call back. But, LaShawna,
yes.
Tell our listeners about some of the people that collaborated. Well, our caller's back. This is live radio, so this is how we go. Caller from area code 301, state your name and your question for the Gospel Songbird, LaShawna Moore.
Hello, Gospel Songbird. This is Michael Hunt. How are you?
Hello, Michael. I'm great. And you?
I'm doing well, doing well. It's good to hear you on this radio station. But my question for you is, how do you think the vision of your first album is going to lead you into your second album?
Wow. The vision of my first album leading into my second album. Well, you know, I would call an imprint of mixing jazz with gospel, having a gospel message. If anybody out there listens to the lyrics, it's straight biblical. I'm all about the Lord Jesus and God, not the man upstairs, not him over there. And so I believe, made an imprint of just pushing the gospel with the flow of jazz, an undertone of jazz. And I think that going into my next album, which I'm kind of dibbling and dabbling into, it's leaking over. So you'll hear more of what you just heard with the scatting and just the kind of, you know, the nice jazzy flow. And there will be plenty of anointing in it, no doubt about it, because I'm certainly seeking God on everything. And he's constantly singing songs to me now for the next one. And I said, well, Lord, we're still promoting this first one. So, you know, just allow me to keep those songs in my heart and on paper and recorded so that we can move into the next album. So you'll just hear more of what you've been hearing, especially when you get to see and experience the ministry live. You'll get a lot more of that. I hope that answered your questions, Brother Michael.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Michael, for listening and for asking that question.
Thank you.
Now, LaShawna, on your current project, tell us, who are some of the people that you collaborated with?
Well, I worked with, I want to say, an awesome bass player who is our music director. His name is Mr. Kevin Powell Jr. I just want to send a shout out to him. Today's his birthday. Happy birthday. I also worked with Marvin A. Miller Jr. I had some awesome singers. If I could, I'll just shout them out really quickly. Brendan.
Go ahead.
Anna, Kenny, Charisse and Tony and Deidre. I love you guys dearly. And that's pretty much it. You know, we worked hard, and it was just a small group of us. We had another musician, a musical director, who's no longer working with us, but my mainstays have been Mr. Kevin Powell Jr., Marvin A. Miller Jr., and a newcomer who's awesome, 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 Ignatius Perry Jr. He is Mr. Keys. I call him just the most awesome pianist, but he mixes and just does everything well. coming into the project, even though he did not start it with us, fusing with Kevin and Marvin, and they have really flowed well with me. They know me. I can just say, this is what I'm hearing, and they'll take it and run with it. And so those guys really, really brought together what was in my heart and in my ear on this current project.
Amen. Now, Shauna, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we're going to come back with you and ask you a couple of more questions before we have to let you go and find out and let you tell our listeners where they can follow you and where they can catch you live. But we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we're going to be right back with LaShauna Moore.
Listen up, Atlanta.
You want to know where the real happiness will be on April 19th? April 19th, the C Room Live in Atlanta presents
One Church, One Voice, Pre-Dove Awards at the luxurious Morrow Center
at South Lake Mall, 1180 South Lake Circle, Morrow, Georgia. Featured guest artists include Dove Award nominee Wes Morgan. From Tyler Perry Productions, Chandra Corelli. Sunday Best Runner-Up, Jessica Reedy. John Waller. Dwayne Woods. Dove Award nominee Isaac Carey. And Atlanta's own Luke G. Plus, all the way from the UK, Dove Award nominee hip-hop artist Jay Ez. And from the New York Mets, Todd Delaney. Don't forget comedian Willie Brown and Woody and many more. Join us in welcoming the Dove Awards to Atlanta, as only the C-Room can. For one night, it's One Church, One Voice, the ultimate pre-Dove Awards event. April 19th at the luxurious Morrow Center, Southlake.
Red carpet reception kicks off at 6:30.
Get your early bird tickets now. 877-800-6801. Or log on to c-roomatlanta.com.
Glow Magazine, ladies, lighting the world from the inside out. Glow Magazine Incorporated would like for you to advertise with them. At Glow Magazine, their primary objective is to empower women from all walks of life through the sharing of information and resources. At Glow Magazine, they offer economical, effective, and uncomplicated ways to promote your business and will construct marketing campaigns to meet the budgeting requirements of companies both large and small by providing excellent demographic flexibility on ad campaign budgets and ad rates. Email Glow Magazine today at info@glowmagazineonline.com to hear about their monthly discounts and free advertising for ministries. That email address, once again, is info@glowmagazineonline.com. And subscribe to Glow Magazine today. It's free. Just go to www.glowmagazineonline.com. Glow Magazine, ladies, lighting the world from the inside out.
Welcome back to Marketing Ministry, the radio show, and I'm your host, Wanda Adams, and hanging out with us today is the gospel songbird, LaShauna Moore. LaShauna, tell our listeners what's next for you, where they can catch you live, some of the things that you got going on, because I know you got it going on.
Oh, my goodness. Well, we're excited because on April 25th, I will be taping live with Dr. Bobby Jones at his New Vision Studio in Nashville, Tennessee. Goodness, there's a long list, but I'll try to be brief. In May, May 7th, I will be ministering at Harmony Hall. That's a connection that we had with the Chick-fil-A, so that's going to be exciting. Also, June 25th, I'll be ministering in Manassas, Virginia. More details to come on my website for exact time and location. Also, let's see. Oh, I can backtrack. May 8th, Mother's Day, my record label, HD Entertainment, will be hosting a Mother's Day gala. It'll be music as well as food. So we're going to be filling up your soul with good food and good music. Also, July, I'll be at Blues Alley opening for my great friend, Mrs. Tanya Dallas Lewis, whose show I'll
All
be
right
on
now.
Thursday this week at 8:30. So that should be a wonderful time. And just a few other things in the summer. Oh, my goodness, it's jam-packed. I'll be doing a sickle cell benefit concert and that's to be announced also on my website, and that's going to be with Miss Lisa McClendon. So we have a few things lined up. I always tell people just, you know, check in on my website. That's, if I could put that out there, www.lashawnamoore.com. And I'm also on Facebook. I'm kind of posting, you know, as I go, what's coming up next so that people can know. So that's what's coming up. We're excited about this spring and summer. So stay
Amen.
Tuned,
and
everyone.
I know that also in June you're going to be here in Atlanta doing Atlanta Live.
Yes, I almost forgot. Oh, my goodness. I'm so very excited about that. Mainly because I have family and friends that are located there, and they've been saying, and they call me Shauna. Shauna, when are you coming down south? We want to see you. You've been everywhere. You've been to California. Now it's time to come on home, because I'm from the south. I'm from South Carolina, so I am so very excited to be on Atlanta Live.
Amen. Now, as we close, and I know we need to let you go, is there any words of encouragement that you want to give any of the independent artists out there about birthing their vision and bringing their music to radio and to doing some of the same things that you're doing? So do you have any words just to encourage any other indie artists out there?
I sure do. The main thing is to seek God daily, more than daily. Many times during the day, seek him, meditate on his word, stay prayerful, asking him just to lead and guide you, to surround you with people who are of the same mindset, who want to further gospel ministry, not just music and gospel entertainment, but the ministry of gospel in whatever genre you're in, but just stay prayerful that God surrounds you with people who can help push your ministry. And also, practice. You know, a lot of times you think maybe you can just go and just hit it, you know, when you have an event, but you must practice and stay on top of what God has given you, because people really are looking to be ministered to on a level of excellence. You know, that's something that I would encourage people to do, and just, you know, stay before the Lord, listen for his songs that he will sing to you, or maybe that he will bring to you through someone else, and just stay open-minded. Don't, as we spoke about earlier, don't stay stuck in that box. If God knocks the top of the box open and says jump out, then jump out. So, but be you. Stay true to yourself and your ministry. Don't change and don't waver for anyone, but, you know, stay in the path of the Lord. You know, he'll lead your path, and you lean and trust on him always, always. And that's what I encourage all of those independent artists to do.
Amen. Now, before I let you go, I see we have one more person that has a question, so I want to give everybody an opportunity to ask questions of you, LaShawna. So this is from area code 410. State your name and your question for LaShawna Moore.
Hi, this is Judy Wright, and I actually don't have a question, but just a comment.
Okay. Hi, Judy.
Hi.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. And you?
I'm great. That is good. I just want to say that we love you. God bless you and your endeavor. As I've always told you, that the sky is not the limit. You just go and be the person that God has called you to be. And your ministry will go far, because you're going to keep yourself focused in God's hand. And I thank God for you. We're so proud of you. And God bless you. Love you.
I love you, too. I appreciate you. For everybody out there listening, that is my mother.
You had to share.
Well, that's what mothers do. She said, you know, she is godly proud, and she has every right to be so.
That's right. I appreciate her. I don't see her every day anymore, so that's just great to have her listening in and supporting me. I love her and my father. I appreciate them. Thank you.
God bless you. I'll talk to you soon.
See, that's a blessing, Lashana. I mean, you know, I'm a mother, so I know whenever my kids do something, whether, you know, it's small or great, I'm always encouraging them. And sometimes they be like, okay, old lady, go sit down somewhere. But it's just, you know, that you get so excited. You know, I have one child that every time, because, you know, I always tell you, you're just so pretty. She said, if you don't stop, lady, I'm going to put you in a home. So,
oh, my
you know,
goodness.
It's just... Oh, she's joking. You know, God's going to bless me. Nobody's going to be able to ever put me in a home. But she just always jokes that way because sometimes, you know how we as parents do, you know, we just are so godly proud and we just want to love on our children and not ever let them go. And and we always want them to know that we're so happy about what God is doing in their life. You know, it's a blessing when you have a child that's living a God-fearing life.
Yes, amen.
You know, that's better than any college education.
You're right about that.
So, Lashana, I want to thank you once again for hanging out with us. We appreciate it. And tell our listeners one more time where they can follow you and where they can pick up your project.
Sure. And thank you for having me, first of all. I've had a wonderful time. You've made me feel so comfortable. I appreciate you so much. Now,
I love you.
You all can go to my website. Again, it's www.lashanamoore.com, and that's LashanaMoore. As well as Amazon.com, iTunes, CD Baby. And if you just Google me, my name pops up. Go to YouTube. But on my website is where you'll see lots of information on upcoming events. Some of them I named today. You'll get to hear some snippets of songs as well as see video footage as I'm in what I like to call the throes of my ministry. So go there, check me out. I'm on Facebook, have a fan page, like me. You know, tap into me, you know, become my friend if you're a supporter of the ministry. And just stay tuned and check me out is what I like to tell people. So also, like I said, this Thursday I'll be doing another radio interview with Ms. Tanya Dallas Lewis. And you guys just stay tuned. Thank you so much.
Amen.
I appreciate you all.
Yeah, and for bookings, where do they reach you if somebody wants to book you and bring you into their ministry?
Well, for booking, again, everything is on my website. You can go to the contact and the info tab, but I'll just go ahead and share that information. You can contact Dwayne Moore, and the telephone number is 202-330-6038, and he's also on Facebook, and there is an email address, and that's Dwayne, D-W-A-Y-N-E, Moore, M-O-O-R-E, 30, the number 30, at yahoo.com. But I just tell everybody, go to the website. You can click on. There's tons of booking email addresses and phone numbers, and you can reach out to us that way.
Well, Shana, thank you once again for hanging out with us. We have enjoyed you so. And I just want to encourage our listeners that if God has given you vision, trust him that he will provide you with the provisions to cast your vision. So don't be afraid to step out on your faith and do what God has called you to do. Next week on Marketing Ministry, the radio show, we're going to be going inside PR with the one and only Phyllis Cadell M., my friend who I call, you know, I got a title for everybody, that, you know, she is the publicist extraordinaire, so you want to tune into that show so you can get some free tips on how to do your public relations yourself if you can't hire somebody. So I want you to be blessed. Until next time, be all you can be through Christ Jesus.
What he said and all his promises spoken to me. I believe that his word is true. Come on over and you will see. that the Lord is good and the Lord is kind. The Lord will bring you a peace of mind. Stand on your feet.